The Gabcast, a podcast about Belgab.com. Visit UFOship.com for live streaming and chat. The Gabcast is not legally responsible for your feelings.
From the deep, dark recesses of the internet to that steaming pink stump that you call a brain, ladies and gentlemen, the Gabcast is upon you.
Hooray!
Yay! I'm a B-dub, your plain-spoken Midwesterner, and I'm here with Eddie Dean.
What's up, everybody?
And our good friend from Australia, Jasmunda.
Howdy, y'all.
And for some reason tonight, Jasmunda is having a southern accent. That's outstanding.
Isn't that sweet?
Y'all ready to come down to Australia and have yourself some sweet tea and some alligator barbecue?
Y'all come back real soon.
Yeah, that's a crocodile barbecue, my bad.
Yes, that's true.
MV isn't here.
No, he's not. MV is out this evening. He had to have emergency surgery to reattach his taint.
Wow.
That's, yes, that there was a painful. There was a tragic horse porn accident, and I warned, you know, not fap when you're putting shoes on your horse. So, but apparently everything's in hand. No pun intended. And he'll have that issue corrected shortly.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be back next week, but I don't know how long it takes to recover from something like that.
Yeah, I've never known anyone to have a taint reattached surgically. So yeah, this is news to me. I didn't even know that was possible. You know, modern technology, dude. Anything's possible, apparently. So this is a show about Belgab.com, which coincidentally is a forum about a show that was on the radio that isn't on the radio anymore. Some of the things that we like to do is speculate about whether Art Bell's going to come back, and in a myriad of other things that are counterproductive and somewhat self-destructive. Would you care to agree?
Have we figured out if Art Bell is actually coming back?
Well, according to him, he is. So yeah. We can only take him at his word.
Have faith, Eddie Dean.
I mean, is it actually going to happen?
Well, we won't know until we know.
Let me just consult my remote viewing manual that I have here.
Yeah, really. We'll get the remote viewing manual out. We're going to look at some tea leaves in the bottom of our teacup, and maybe we'll call up a couple psychics.
Did you actually buy the Ed Dames remote viewing DVD set?
I was very close to doing it a few times.
What?
And then I came to my senses. This was years and years ago.
Oh, my God. How high were you when you thought about shelling out good money for that?
It was very high.
Wow.
But what was the price? I'm guessing it's probably five bills, 500 bucks?
Oh, it would have to be.
Yeah, I think it may have been more than that. I think you may need to add a zero to that figure. At one point, he was charging like $5,000 or something.
I can't believe people would actually buy that for that amount of money.
I think it was, you got like a set of DVDs, instructional DVDs, but you also got like a week to like an immersive course to sit down with a group of con artists, I mean remote viewers, and and learn the craft.
Well, you get a free $99 DVD.
No, that's his course. That is value right there, my friend.
But I'm trying to find out what the course costs.
So the prices went down considerably since.
It's like it was $3.99 and it's now $224.99.
So yeah,
it's on sale now.
What a bargain. See, that's the kind of thing that you could put on late at night on TV and no one would watch. They would be like, fuck this shit. I'm going to watch this show commercial about a vacuum cleaner or something. Can you imagine anybody actually being enthralled enough to watch that? Eddie, I understand we have a caller.
We
have a caller.
Let me bring
Look
him
how
up
fortunate
here.
Are we?
Hello?
I feel so blessed.
Hello.
Hey.
This is Falky.
Oh, that's Falky right there. How are you, sir?
What's up, Falky?
Better. still coughing, but other than that, I'm okay. I'm, you know, but I just thought I'd make a little quiet B-Dub. I know that's got to be you laughing.
Yeah, it is. Well, I was just so worried about
your
phlegm.
Get you a muzzle.
Because I know anyway. You have problems with the phlegm and the mucus, and we're all concerned.
Well, some may be. Others want me to die, as I see on the forum. But you know what? The reports of my
they
death
mean
were
that.
Exaggerated. There's one
they
guy
don't mean
does.
That.
You must
they don't mean that, Fauci.
But I don't really care. I read this stuff now, and I just say, what a bunch of jerks. And the ones that like me. And the ones that hate me, well, they can go to the boiling pits of sewage. And I think it'd be funny. I think it'd be funny if Art had his show, gets one cell phone call, says, this thing sucks, I can't hear a damn thing, I quit. And then comes back the next night. He takes one call and quits. That would be the talk of the internet. And Art Bell takes one call and quits new show.
Well,
it would be a record for Art to quit, you know, one call and he's off the air.
I don't know that that would be that funny. It would be kind of tragic. And I don't think it's
No. He would do it as a gag and just then come back the next night. See, that would be because he railed. Remember how he used to rail about cell phones for years? How he hated them and he hated cordless phone.
Well, he's going to have to get used to cell phone calls. That he's going to be, broadcasting from the internet, or not from the internet, but broadcasting on the internet.
By the way, I want to thank Eddie Dean for applying to me, and it was very nice, and I appreciate that.
You know, Falcon,
and by the way, I listened.
Hello.
One more thing. I listened to the show last night and last week, and I almost fell off my couch. I was laughing so hard. So there was some funny stuff in there, and I really enjoyed it.
So Gabcast is actually Falky approved then?
Well, at least that episode. I don't know about the others. I haven't been listening for a while because I've had other things to do, as you know. But
would you record some liners for us, Falky?
Yeah, I guess I could. I don't know how I would send them to you.
Well, you can just do it on one of your videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's right. You could get Bardell to edit them, I'm sure, to say whatever it wants,
yes.
including Sanskrit, Esperanto, what's that stuff with Sitchin, Anunnaki,
There's a theory out there, Falky, that you are, in fact, Bardell. Is there any truth to that?
I have enough trouble being me. Look, I can't fit two people in this body. Bad enough, I got one people in this body. I'm not Bardell. I wish I had the technical means to do the stuff he wants. As on technical thing, some of the stuff is pretty good. But Kathy was furious to see that video. She was not happy at all.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even have internet access. These people saying they're talking to her and they're on the computer with her. They're full of it because I bought her a $400 Mac. My mother died. And she is paying off her credit card. She had about six of them, and she got rid of the internet because she wants to pay off her credit cards.
But don't you think, Falky, that if you didn't want people to comment about Kathy, your girlfriend, then you should not have posted her image and video on the internet?
Well, the reason I posted that is people were accusing me of beating her up, but I don't beat my girlfriend up.
You really don't have to respond to every single person on the internet. I mean, every comment on the internet, you don't. Actually, I have to respond to every single one.
Another guy was doing it as Casio, and that's going all over. His stuff is scattered all over the whole place like spores. So, and I got an inbox on my channel. I posted on the board that he's now disguised himself as a woman and saying that she is being sexually harassed. So,
that's what I don't understand. Why are you getting messages about Casio?
People are saying to my YouTube channel is comments. I moderate them before they go on, so I got that from somebody.
Yeah, but why are they posting about that to you? I don't understand that.
Because I talked about Cassie on the videos, I guess.
I guess you guys had a flame war, kind of, if you want to call it that, on YouTube, right? You and Cassio?
Well, I was responding to his stuff, and then he was coming up with crazy stuff responding to my stuff.
That sounds like constructive use of your time.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know. People are saying you've got to comment on what Cat did. I get all these emails. Did you see what Casio said in this video? And I go, God.
But why do you?
And then I look at his stuff, and then he was putting on my video, wishing him well when he got sick, and if it was an endorsement of him.
Why do you care if someone makes a comment about something on the internet? Why do you respond?
Because it's tied into me on the internet, and it reflects on me. It reflects badly on me. I don't care for it. But I'm gonna leave Cassio alone because he's not worthy of my time.
I think a lot of people would agree with that decision.
But Folky, don't you see sometimes when you respond to people, you end up adding more information, putting more information out there that they jump on top of.
That's been pointed out too, and I'm gonna do my best to not. My problem is my impulse is to lay it all out. This is the truth of the thing, and not the falsehoods, lies, slander, whatever you want to call it. They're making up about me. Like I killed kittens and ate them and all this other stuff. I thought that was horrible. So, you know, you've got some people that do mean-spirited stuff for fun on Bell Gab, and you've got some people that revel in it. They just do it because I think they're, frankly, some of them are evil. And by the way, Jazz Monday, have you finished teaching the kangaroos how to deliver FedEx packages and the koalas to direct traffic yet?
I'm halfway through it.
And you could be from the south. There is a New South Wales there, you know.
There is, right? So which is actually it's actually north of me. So,
but it still has the word south in it. So who knows what Australians do? They are upside down. Everybody makes jokes about it, but you know.
So
I can see you with the straw hat, and you're in your overalls on your porch, and you're rocking back and forth with a piece of straw in your mouth. Well, Ma, we're going down South 40 or something, right? I know, it's funny you came on with a southern accent.
But, so, Folky, was Cassio on your the guy from Pittsburgh forum?
No. Yes, he was at one point. I'm sorry. He was. I even gave him his own channel for his videos, which has since been removed. Once I got told what he was doing, pedophile, I said, look at this guy, my forum.
It seems to be you're really busy moderating your forum, the guy from Pittsburgh at BoardHost.com.
Well, I don't moderate. There's only nine guys, 10 of you count MV, and I got these people coming in, and it was things of invective like you wouldn't believe, and I blocked them. So I'm doing that forum for other reasons other than to do the forum. I post every Nori video. I post Ventura. I was posting Jimmy
Church. You post every Nori video?
From YouTube, yeah. There's a George Nori section there.
Why would you do that?
So people, if they want to listen to Nori's show, they don't have to search all over YouTube to find it. There, it's on my site. And my videos are posted on four sites around the world, maybe five.
My gut tells me if people want to watch George Nori, they're going to go to YouTube and not Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but what happens with Nori's stuff is a network removes them.
Why are you promoting George so much? I know you don't like George.
I do and I don't. I don't like what he's done to the show, but he inboxes me a lot, and we've had running conversations back and forth for about a year and a half.
What does that mean, to inbox? Like you chat or have like an email conversation?
Send him an email, and then I send him an email back. The guest he had on with the global cooling, I sent him I sent the other talk show host too. Said this is a guy you might want as a guest. And
so you're producing for Coast to Coast? Then is that what you're saying?
No, I just saw the book on Amazon and said, this guy has got an idea that there is no global warming. And I wrote to Art and a couple. Another Art. I'm sorry, Nori. You might want this guy. And I've made other guest suggestions too. So. Because I'm looking at put these guys out there so they can be heard, you know.
I don't understand that. I mean, you claim to hate Nori, right, or at least not really like George.
No, I don't hate
George
the man
Nori.
Personally. I hate what he's done to Coast. There is a difference. He has written me, how are you doing, or are things going well in your life, and all that. He's not a bad person when he gets off the microphone, but the minute he gets off the microphone, gets behind the microphone, I'm sorry, I don't know what happens to the guy. You know, when he's typing in the inbox, he's a normal person, but the minute he gets on the air, it's like brain damage or something. I don't know what the hell it is. And I've still got the books he autographed. I got to send them to Bill Burns to get autographed, and I'm going to finally auction them off. I forgot about them when things were going on. I had going on with me and Kathy and this stupid sinus infection that flared up again in September. So they're on there. I've got another book to mail off to Nori to get the autograph for a friend of mine. So, I would go out to dinner with Nori. I mean, you know, but I'd like to talk to him about why do you do this in your show and why do you do that in your show and why is the whole show a giant love fest and you never get any hardball calls. This is what you do, and I don't like it. And it's all, oh, you're the most wonderful thing, George, and you said, do a great show. And some of the shows absolutely are, I turn them off. I can't listen, but I have to listen on YouTube just to see what's going on, do a video about it if I see something really stupid. But they're almost unlistenable sometimes. Like the guy on Thanksgiving, his wife is thankful for paper towels. Like going like, hello. You know, I mean, paper towels are great, but would you be thankful for them if you think of all the other
things? Here's what I don't understand. It's like we've had people posting in the George Nori Sucks thread for years, and we have thousands and thousands of posts in there. And people are expressing, like, how much they dislike the job that he's doing as host. However, they keep listening. And so I have to ask why do you continue to listen to George Nori if you don't like the show?
Hold on.
Think about this for a minute. It's 10 o'clock at night. There's nothing to watch on TV.
Go to bed.
At a particular time. I'm up.
Read a book.
I'm doing stuff.
He's cleaning. And he's busy cleaning all the time.
Listen to books on tape.
There's other.
Anything.
I turn on Nori to see what he's talking about, the opening of the show, and to see who the guest is. And some nights he's got a guest I want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And some nights the guests are guests I never heard of. I think sometimes he goes down to the bus stop. Hey, you want to be a guest on Coast to Coast? And you get these guests that are horrible. I mean, he goes down to get his turkey sandwich, and there's a guy standing waiting for the bus going down Sentinel Boulevard or something, and he picks him up and makes him a guest in the show.
To me, it sounds like that is the rule and not the exception. The shows typically are pretty horrible. But every once in a while, once in a great while, you have someone finds a peppercorn in the turd pile, and it's actually a decent show. However, what I don't understand is why people continue to subject themselves to that.
Well,
and it's pretty evident
I go back to the days all the way. I have the book, and I'm sending one to my administrator. The days of Long John Neville, when he had a real paranormal shows. Iron Blue, Hilly Rose, I used to listen to him on KNEW in Oakland. Where you had guys doing the paranormal. They didn't have Jack Boone. They didn't have Pat Boone on and Shirley Jones and all this other crap. And but 10 o'clock at night, I used to listen to Larry King. And then Jim Bohannon took over for him. There's not much on other than sports talk and political talk at 10 o'clock at night on the radio. And I worked graveyard for a number of years. I would listen to Art Bell. That's how I found Art Bell. A friend of mine turned me on to Art Bell in 1990. But when I wake up at 2 in the morning and there's nothing on television and I'm wide awake and I don't want to read, I go in the kitchen and do dishes and I turn on the radio and there's Nori because everything else in the dial is sports talk or news talk or political talk.
Have you heard of NPR?
I won't listen to NPR. I'm a conservative.
What George Nori has done.
B-Dub's mic. We're having problems with B-Dub's mic again.
I got an extra microphone here. One was sending my blue mic.
No, I think that's the one that he has. Well, he has the, what mic is it? The same mic as Jazzmunda has. But we can't figure out if it's the actual cable or if it's the microphone itself. It's the Yeti, the blue Yeti microphone.
Yeah, I've seen the Yetis in it. They have a new mic coming out, too, by the way, and an actual set of headphones. Blue is coming out with wireless headphones of their own. So I get emails from them too. So I have like 1,500 emails.
B-Dub, are you back? B-Dub?
No, it's me.
B-Dub is gone. B-Dub. All right, Falky. Anyway, so this is like your pre-appearance?
Well, I thought people wanted to hear me, and I thought I would call, and I see all the wonderful comments on the chat board, but I thought I would call so people know that I wasn't, making it up or trying to evade anything.
Envy really did invite you on the show, and Envy isn't here today, so I'm glad you called in. So
I hope nothing's wrong with Envy. All my kidding aside about being a Stalinist owner, I was mad that he dropped me from the board, but I hope nothing happened to him or his kids. I I know people online that have kids and they're adorable, and I have a grandnephew that I love to death. So, you know, hope he's well in Cape Girardeau, and that's the home of Rush Limbaugh and his brother and all that too. So,
yeah.
I've been to Missouri many times, and I like Missouri. So,
well, do you have anything to say to your detractors online?
I will be civil and choose to say nothing. I will may perhaps address that next week. Let them wait. But they're gonna say whatever they want, and in the long run, it's. I'm not tooting my own horn, but at least people know who I am out there. They're anonymous, and you got to take that for what it's worth. They wouldn't have the nerve to confront me in person. One of my the stalker from SF Red Book.
Well, I don't know about that.
House, called my mother and all that. Well, he kept saying he was going to come over here and shoot me. So that never happened.
Well, so what is SF Red Book?
Some asshole in the chat room.
It was a board for escort masseuses and things, but I was on there mostly as a social thing. I was the moderator of the conservative forum, and the liberals there hated me for it. And I was on there for 12 years. But my thing on there was social, talking to people, inboxing them like I do on Belgab or on my in my Gmail account.
You've been inboxed.
Huh?
You've been inboxed.
You've been inboxed, my friend.
So, well, I guess it's what they call it. But they would make fun of me when I worked. They would make fun of me when I didn't work. You're a leech. You're stealing money on my wallet and all this crap. I'd love to go to work. Kathy said she'd drive me to work every day. So,
yeah. What kind of work do you do, Falky?
I was a cashier retail manager for years.
Uh-huh. And what kind of retail environment did you work in?
Well, gas stations, whatever. I couldn't find a job in something better, so I gave up.
Yeah.
And I took tests for government jobs and got told originally when I was doing it in the 80s and the 70s, you have no experience, we can't hire you. And I got told by other managers off the record that you get the highest score you can take, but we have to take some because of affirmative action. So
you know, giving up is really the conservative way.
That's the American way.
No, I
really.
Was a young guy who just got discouraged and said, "The hell with it! I'm not going to." One year, '96, under I think Clinton, I applied for 500 jobs. We had a recession. I couldn't find a job.
It's all Clinton's fault, man.
Well, I won't say that.
No. It's all Obama's fault.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry.
I'm going to
let you guys go. I'm monopolizing the show, and I don't want to do that. So,
all right, Falcon.
Have a good evening. And
thanks for calling.
Jasmine. All right, bye-bye.
Hello.
We'll talk to you next week.
Hope the mucus and the phlegm and all that clears up for you, and you feel better.
There seems to be a lot of colds and phlegm and mucus and coughing and cleaning and... defending and a lot of that stuff going on over there in Falky World, Falky Land. What's the proper terminology? Is it Falky World or Falky Land or Falky
Universe?
I think
it's called, is it Northern California?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the correct name for it. Oh, did you know at one point there was a movement, and there may still be a movement, to separate Northern California and combine it with... Oregon and maybe part of Washington State.
Really?
It's going to be either a state in and of itself or another country. It's called Cascadia. And it was prior to World War II, that movement was really getting momentum. And then the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor and everybody was like, oh, well, we have to take care of that. And so it kind of got thrown on the back burner.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow, you're full of history tidbits tonight, aren't you?
Extraneous information.
On the Gabcast. By the way, if you guys would like to call the Gabcast, the number is 623-242-2278. I don't think we actually gave out the number. Again, that number is 623-242-CAST.
And,
yes. Yeah, there seems to be a lot of people in the chat room sort of having a go at Falky, but Falky did call in. He had the guts to do it, so
yeah.
Does anyone else have the guts to put themselves out there? Why do you hate Falky so much?
Y'all.
What
Who's got the stones to go toe-to-toe with the Bell Gap hosts?
I always have so much problem following the chat and doing the show for some reason. I don't know why, but so what's what are they
the
saying
ultimate
about
Falky Combat Championship?
What are they saying in there? Jazzmunda,
it's horrible. Bet? You don't want to know.
Is it?
It'll curl your toes.
Alrighty then.
Yep. Excellent. I also read at one point there was a guy in San Francisco who, I don't know if he called himself the King of California or just the King of San Francisco, but he was basically issuing his own currency. And no one really gave him any guff there for a while. This is back in the 1800s.
He was issuing his own currency?
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. There's like a whole like fringe kind of and it's when I say fringe history, I just mean stuff you don't normally learn. I don't mean fringe as in nonsense that Douglas Dietrich made up while he was sitting on a can. I mean like stuff that actually happened, but stuff that most folks don't know.
Right.
But anyway.
All right. Cool.
There you go. If anyone knows about this stuff, call us because we don't. Oh, here it is. Emperor Norton.
You know, I kind of lost my temper on Belgab yesterday.
You did.
You did, and I like the new Eddie Dean.
I like
I really,
it.
Yeah.
Eddie, I like it when you Hulk out like that. It's sexy.
You like the angry, ranting Eddie Dean on Belgab? You know, I think that's the first time that I've actually, I don't want to say lost my cool or lost control, but I don't really remember being so upset or off the handle, I guess, if you will, before. You know, and I've been on the forum for 2 years now.
And why do you care what people on the internet think? Didn't we just ask Falky that same question?
I know.
I'm so concerned about what people think of me.
It's so hypocritical. I know. I mean, you can criticize everybody for being hypocrites at one point in their life or the other, but I don't know. It's just he was a new guy and he was posting in the Falky thread, and he didn't seem to understand who the players were at Belgab, and I mean, he got insulted.
But you know what? Was he a new guy? I'm always suspect of people who are new to the forums and go straight to a thread like the Falky thread. To me, that seems like they have a bit of knowledge about the site.
Yeah.
Previous knowledge, you know.
Could be.
Usually people start and they talk about Art Bell or George Norrie sucking.
Yeah.
Or, you know. But if you go straight to the Casio or Falky thread, then you're up to no good.
Yes.
I might agree with that, but I mean, perhaps he just saw, you know, in the history at the initial page of Belgab at the bottom, there's a history of the past 20 posts or 30 posts or something.
Which are all Falky threads at the moment.
Sometimes it is, you know, so maybe he saw that and thought that was the hot new thread to post in, but he didn't recognize. Nor should he recognize that that Bart L. is an antagonist on Belgab. I mean, to put it mildly, or the artist formerly known as Bart L.
Yes.
But, I mean, Bart says that stuff. Whatever Bart said to this guy, I mean, he says that to just about everybody. I mean, I don't think you are a Belgab member until you've been insulted or... you know, whatever you want to call it.
Hazed.
Or as we call it, butt-eld.
But yeah.
Till you've been butt-eld.
That's exactly it.
And banned.
Because he was new, he didn't recognize that. So he
Yo, you got to recognize, yo. What up? Don't step to me in no form thread. Shit.
So he seemed to get outraged and pissed off and kept typing all this stuff. And I can't even remember what it was, but I got pissed off. And
which user was this that pissed you off?
Curandero. Yeah.
What does that mean anyway? Does anyone know? What does that mean in Espanol, señor?
I think there's something called Google that you can tap stuff
into.
Oh
my goodness gracious. I forgot all about the internet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Curandero is a traditional native healer or shaman found in the United States, Mexico, and other parts of Latin America.
Holy shit, I've been fighting with a shaman?
You don't mess with them shaman, man. They're going to put some like serious voodoo shit on you. You're going to wake up a cockroach or some shit, man.
Yeah.
It's been nice knowing you, Eddie.
Yeah, I might be growing a third leg or a second head or a third head.
Y'all, we're going to need a new host for the Gabcast. So call in, send your resumes. We're going to have to get rid of Mr. our esteemed colleague. Have to replace him.
Yeah. So I got angry. I mean, it doesn't really bother me. I don't think I was that angry with the guy, but it was just kind of, annoying.
Barely registered with me, to be honest.
Really? I'm glad you noticed, Vito.
People accuse me of reading threads that I don't like or whatever, but honestly, I don't really read. I skim. I'm a skimmer.
Really?
There aren't a lot of stuff on the post or the website that I'm actually like deeply seriously engaged with. And I'll admit that for a while there I was really into that, the conversation we were having in the one of the politics threads about what happened to Mike Brown and Darren Wilson in Missouri. I understand we have a caller. Do we have a caller?
We do have a caller.
Yeah, you have a caller. This is Wade Curl. Well, I can't understand why the fascination with Faulty and writing him so much like Bardell does and others. I mean, it's as weird as what Faulty does. I just don't get it.
So do you recognize that some of the things that Faulty posts might be a tad bit personal? And shouldn't be posting that stuff on the internet as often as he does?
Sure, of course I recognize that. I wouldn't do anything. I mean, I'm totally anonymous, hopefully.
Yeah.
But why, why does everybody get, why do so many people get upset? So what?
Because it's something to do.
You know, I think from my perspective, I think that there's a history there. And I don't know if these other people followed him from, I mean, they've commented that they followed him and they've known Faulky, for 12 years or 16 years or whatever it was. But, maybe they see this pattern of behavior that Faulky is demonstrating and, maybe they can't let it go. I don't know.
It's just weird.
I've been a taxpayer since I've been 15 years old, and so all kinds of people I could walk down the street and have a problem with any one of them that don't contribute to society for whatever reason. But why? I haven't had an explanation that makes any sense to me why people on the internet, Faulky lets it hang out. He makes himself a target, obviously. But to me, he's just somebody that is telling his life story. And if he wants to be foolish enough to do it and put himself out there, great. But still, the other side of it, again, repeating myself, guys like Bardell just attack, and just ignore them.
They're like those that episode of Star Trek when you had the guys that had their face, like one side was black and the other side was white, and then the other guy, the opposite side of his face was white and the other side was black. It's like that.
Or actors in a Star Trek movie. No, I don't understand what you're getting at, B-Dub.
They were... It was opposites, man. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I thought I was going to make a joke, and then it just fell flat, and I cratered.
You panicked.
Well, wasn't one of you guys getting on Faulky, Eddie Dean or somebody a little bit last week?
Yeah, that was me. That's me.
I'm definitely guilty of that.
I take full responsibility for that.
What was driving it?
I guess just doing a radio show, filling time. I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny to try to talk like Faulky some of the
voice.
Yeah, the voice. The Faulky voice. some of the things that he does really, I mean, I'm not against the guy. I don't hate the guy. But some of the things that he says and does is just, I just jaw-droppingly crazy.
Clueless. Here's the thing. Like, he wanted to get a podcasting thing going. He wanted to start this board and create this online presence. Well, fucking congratulations. You got exactly what you wanted. And part of what comes with doing that is having people give you shit constantly. So be careful what you wish for. I don't know if he thought it was just going to be roses and this walk in the park. And it's like, you know, people aren't like that, especially on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, being a public figure, putting yourself out there, I mean, you're going to expect some criticism.
And effectively, that's what he's done, and he brought it on himself. So do I feel bad for him? Not really.
Well, there's a whole huge thread on Belgab about George Norrie and how much he sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, you only have to look at the 54,000 replies that thread has received.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be a good indicator of what you can expect if you do something like that. And we catch shit in the Gabcast thread about our shows.
Definitely.
So
I mean, why crow? I mean, you've had a go at me plenty of times, and vice versa, me to you. So, I mean, that's the internet.
That was all trolling. Yeah, that was just trolling.
But both ways, and, you know, maybe this week we can also bury the hatchet again as we bury the hatchet.
And then later,
dig
it back up.
Well, I have no problems. I troll. I'm a troll. I admit it.
And the only reason I've ever gone back against, you know, sort of had a go at you was because you were trolling me. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that whole click thing. I mean, you guys are like, you but fell right into it. It was like, God, are you guys so one-dimensional?
What? Did he say we were one-dimensional?
Yeah, I was.
We're being trolled right now. God damn it.
Look in the mirror. We're all one-dimensional.
Oh, yeah. No, that's two dimensions, Jazz.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Come on.
Sorry.
Australian public schools. Strikes again.
It's terrible, I know.
Well, I often wonder what the age group of some of these posters are. It seems like they got to be like junior high or something. I go back to the Usenet before there was an internet and news groups.
Yeah. And so do I. I have the maturity level of a preschooler, but I assure you,
of a very mature preschooler. I will.
Yes,
a very manly preschooler too.
Yes,
I don't know why crow. I mean, I've said some things to Falky that I thought, and, you know, maybe I was angry, or you know, maybe I was trolling. That's really what the internet seems to be for. At least Belgab is to troll people every once in a while. You know, yeah. I have a really hard time understanding why Falky doesn't improve or change his behaviors. I mean, if he's really as angry as he professes to be about some of these trollers and stuff, then I mean, why? Why doesn't he adjust? Why doesn't he not tell everybody about, you know, him constantly cleaning and stuff? And, you know, is somebody scratching? Who's scratching? I'm hearing a lot of scratching.
That's Jazz is fapping.
Yeah.
Scratch fapping?
Yes.
Well, I find Bart L. fascinating, as I do Falky. He's, I mean, just the way, you know, Falky's name is mentioned, Bart L. is right there. Doing something. To me, he's does anybody know anything about him?
About Bart? The artist formerly known as Bart L?
The fartist?
No. I really don't know anything about Bart L, quite frankly. You know, he's been around the forum for a long time.
Right. I mean, he's obsessed as Falky is. I mean, just his the way he just... Falky's name is mentioned. Man, he's right at it, on it. Same, you know, repeating the same thing over and over again in different ways. And, you know, Falky, you know, he slapped his girlfriend's hand in the car and makes like, you hit me, you know.
Yeah.
He's an abuser. And, I mean, just on and on and on.
I'm starting to think that maybe Bart L. has some OCD issues, perhaps. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, what do you think Falky should do? I mean, what would you do in his position? Would you just stop making videos? Would you stop posting? Would you change your name?
Well, I think this is his life. I mean, he's been doing this from what he was just called in the beginning of the show. He's been doing this for years. Political forums, and, you know, this is what he does, and... I have a brother-in-law whose father just rode the hell out of him his whole life, and the brother-in-law just irritates the father. And that's their relationship, and it goes on for 30 years. And they each know how to pull each other's string, and you know, it ends up each of them blowing up at each other at a predetermined time, an hour into the conversation, and you
dysfunction.
With families, you can't really escape that, or you can, but your family, when you're a guy on an internet forum, you have the choice to leave. But
you know, this may be his life.
Yeah.
He doesn't have really. That other.
That's so fucking sad. Oh, my God.
You know what I blame? I blame the reality TV shows. I blame, you know, there's...
Sure.
Are you clutching your Bible right now, Eddie Dean?
No. I just... Sorry, I got distracted there for a second. It seems like since the reality TV shows become so popular, people want to become reality stars themselves on YouTube, so they try to say outrageous things, or they, you know, put a lot of personal stuff out there on the internet, whereas, you know, any sane person would, you know, wouldn't want to do that. And maybe they're hoping that somebody will notice them and, you know, put them on a network somewhere and have their own reality TV show. I don't know. Just a thought.
I don't know if the world is ready for Falky to go viral.
I don't agree with that. But, I mean, there's people that are interested.
Oh, my God.
You know, since he came back.
I'm just imagining a world where Falky has his own reality TV show. The thing is that if there was someone like on our ship that had like an end to that world and had some like ties to a producer, they could probably get that made. You know, Honey Boo Boo had a fucking show. Why not Falky?
Yeah,
he's saying Falky's Mama June.
I've not seen Honey Boo Boo, so I don't know.
You seem to know a lot about Honey Boo Boo for someone who hasn't
never
seen
watched
Honey Boo Boo.
I'm an American, man. She's a hero.
She's an American treasure.
She's an American hero for entertaining all them peoples with her weird behaviors and whatnot. Yeah, I said it a year ago. I think like. We had this conversation a year ago on this show, and I was pretty you said you were angry earlier, Eddie Dean. That's not anger. What I had a year ago was anger, and it was why do we keep talking about this? Why do we keep bringing it up? It's not worth.
Yeah.
White Crow, got a question for you. Did you listen to there was a show on Coast to Coast AM with Dave Schrader Saturday night. I think it was about an alien. You don't listen to it at all? Were you a fan of the old Coast to Coast?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so what was there a specific topic that kind of that pulled you into that world?
My parents were always into the paranormal, so I was raised in a household of that. And as I think I called it last week or the week before, and pretty much a non-believer in any of it. But I find it a paradox to me. I find it fascinating. It's entertainment.
Because I see, like, people who listen to Coast are kind of lumped into two categories. People who listen because they think it's plausible, and then the people who think it's entertaining. And I think part of there are definitely some people out there who post in the George Norrie Sucks thread and continue to listen to Coast who probably do that for the same reason that people are trolling Falky right now. It's kind of like a weird, mean...
Right.
It's kind of a sick pleasure. Yeah. It's kind of a sick pleasure.
Right. You know, look at the number of people we have on the listening now. You know, it's more than anything that I've witnessed before. It's all Falky. It's a train wreck.
Yeah.
It really is.
And here I was thinking they were coming here to listen to me.
Oh, jazz. You silly, silly boy. Silly man.
They're listening to me.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Jazzmundo's Australian for scent of the fucking world.
I got a story about your country, Australia. Yeah. I was there during 9/11. Didn't find out about it until 3 days after it happened. There was dirt really? Biking up in Broome.
Oh, that's really
Broome,
out
northwest.
In, that's
territory.
Really out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
we from were in taxi, Western Australia.
He was doing what?
Dirt biking.
Dirt biking.
Okay, once motor. More, but not at the same time. What was he doing? What?
Dirt biking.
Dirt biking in the middle of nowhere in Australia?
Yeah, in the outback.
Right.
Cool.
Way in the outback, where the Aborigines live.
So when you did that, did you have any encounters with some of the scary, nasty creatures that live in Australia?
I ran over a long green snake and found out later it was highly poisonous.
I think we have 9 out of the 10 most poisonous snakes in the world.
The monsoon season up there. When does that start, Jasmine? We were there right before the monsoon started, and the grass grows up about 6 feet tall, and then it all burns off. You know, people worry about carbon in the environment. There's just walls of smoke from this grass burning. You're riding through freshly burned things all the time, and it's quite a harsh environment up there.
I've never been there, so I don't know about all the poisonous things that are in Australia, but anything else, White Crow?
No, I'll let you go.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for calling.
Well,
yeah, I don't know what the fascination is. Well, I guess I do of the Falky thing. Perhaps
I think
a guilty
part of
pleasure.
It is we keep talking about it.
I know.
I mean,
two whole shows worth of.
Oh my
Falky.
God! It won't stop.
Next week,
Falky at MV. The most anticipated.
Oh my God. Just imagine a world where he gets his own show and suddenly it blows up like Honey Boo Boo and people can't fucking stop talking about it. I would go fucking move to Alaska or someplace out in the middle of nowhere, and I would like convert to being Amish or something so I wouldn't have to be exposed to that. It's nothing against Falky. I don't have anything against him. I just don't want to know about. I don't want to hear about his phlegm and his mucus. And how, whether he has money to do laundry. I just don't care. I just don't care for it.
You know, some people might say that you don't have to move away and become Amish to stay away from Falky. I mean, you can just, the Falky reality show, you can just turn off the TV.
Yeah.
Or use Netflix. Well, I don't watch Honey Boo Boo, but the thing is, I have heard about it. People talk.
I mean, you can't help not... to not but hear about it. Is that right?
Then,
did I say that right? No, I don't
sure,
think that's
why not.
Right.
And then also, like, who were the two girls from Snooki and JWoww?
Yeah.
I think I saw a movie where Snooki did, like, an appearance, and everybody was like, oh, look at that. And I was like, who the fuck is this? They're like, that's Snooki. You don't know who Snooki is? No, I don't know who Snooki is.
You never watched that show on MTV? Oh, my God.
Oh, my
JWoww,
God.
JWoww, such a bitch sometimes. I can't believe it.
Oh,
the way she
golly.
Was, like, trading Snooki. Oh, my God.
Back at around Thanksgiving, I was online with a friend of mine, and I was playing DJ on Facebook, just posting songs, one after another, and I posted a couple Talking Head videos, and... mentioned that back in the early 80s, that was like my access point for any good music was through MTV, because in the 80s in Ohio, you had country and western, you had a bunch of religious channels, you had classic rock, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
There was one station out of Oxford, Ohio, called 97X that played alternative music, but you couldn't really get that station in reliably up here. So really, MTV was like the only place you could go to get anything that wasn't like Molly Hatchet or Zeppelin or Rolling Stones. Not that there's anything wrong with Led Zeppelin or the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Notice I didn't say anything about Molly Hatchet. But, yeah, I mean, and also, like, that was a great time for music. You had Talking Heads, Police, all these great bands, all these cool videos. And now what is MTV?
Nothing.
It's a fucking toilet.
Well, it's all reality show, and, I mean, I don't think they play videos anymore.
No.
No.
Well, that obviously makes more money, so what does that say about society?
They don't have to pay any licensing fees for the content, and all they have to do is cut someone a check that has 4 zeros in it.
Well, and I'm sure it gets, I wouldn't even know how many more viewers, but I'm sure it gets a hell of a lot more viewers than a, you know, Britney Spears song.
And guess what? They don't have to pay the reality show stars.
No, nothing.
Anything. Oh, I mean, the production's
extremely cheap.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they don't have
to. Oh, there goes B-Dub again. There goes his mic. We really need to fix that mic someday, possibly.
Maybe. Does anyone want to donate a free microphone to B-Dub? We don't want to seem like we're asking for handouts here.
You shouldn't bang on the internet. You really shouldn't.
We'd be very hypocritical. But if someone would please give B-Dub a working microphone, that'd be much appreciated. Thank you very much.
I think B-Dub is gainfully employed, and I'm pretty sure that he can buy his own goddamn mic. Thank you very much. Oh, yes, and there he goes. I'm looking in the mumble chat, and B-Dub is gone away. And
hey.
Oh, he's back. Hey.
He's back.
We didn't say anything bad about you at all while you were gone, B-Dub.
We only solicited for for some equipment. So if you don't mind getting secondhand equipment from someone on the internet.
And he's gone again.
I'm back.
Oh, and he's back again.
Such a professional.
I don't know what the hell's going on here with my network.
Is it your net or is it your mic?
Well, I think it's both. I think the net's going out. I think the mic is probably
definitely going out.
See, if anyone should be on the show complaining, it should be me, because I've got all these technological snafus, and it's happened again. Oh my god!
We can still hear you.
Someone in the chat room has said that even your equipment can't stand B-Dub.
Nice.
Even the equipment hates B-Dub.
Zing!
If anybody else wants to call
waka, waka, waka.
If anybody else wants to call the show tonight, the number is 623-242-2278. Again, that's 623-242-CAST. You guys have anything else you want to talk about? Are we winding down, fellas?
We've been winding down since minute one.
Since before we got online.
It's 2 minutes past six.
Well, maybe that's my problem. I need to wind my computer back up. You still there?
Yes.
No. Oh, Jazz, you shouldn't have said anything. We should have been completely silent.
Oh, you fuckers.
Gonna totally fuck
next
with
time.
It. Thanks a lot, Jazzmunda.
I'm so slow.
Jazzmunda. How are things in the future, Jazz? Because you're calling from Wednesday, right?
Yes, Wednesday, the 10th of December, and it is 2 minutes past 1 p.m.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, the Gabcast has achieved time travel. So what's it like from the future?
Warm.
On your edge of my seat radio here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my goodness,
this is fascinating.
Well, I actually just turned around to look outside the window to see if it was sunny or raining, but my blinds are closed. So.
Have the aliens invaded yet?
Not to my knowledge.
Not to your knowledge.
But they're already here, man.
Oh man, well, that's true. If listening to Coast has taught me anything, it's that the aliens are here, and they probably own a Fazoli's franchise somewhere. Eddie?
Yes, I'm here.
They're everywhere.
You're being awfully quiet, man.
I was going to type something into the chat room, but I refrained. But then you asked me some stupid question. I had to turn on my mic. No, I'm kidding. No, did you?
Eddie's going to Hulk out again, ladies and gentlemen.
God damn it, you guys, get out of here. No, did you have a question, sir?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Just wondered if you were still there.
Just filling time.
Aren't we all?
Apparently, I guess nobody else has anything else to call in about, so.
Cat Smile. I think Cat Smile wants to call in.
Yeah.
Cat Smile.
Wait, have we ever
and
talked
redacted?
Have we ever talked about or talked to Cat Smile? I don't think we ever have, have we?
No, I don't think so. He knows the phone number because he posts it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone should call, it should be Cat Smile because they keep posting the name, the number.
He really does promote us quite a bit, and we appreciate
Mad
that.
Mad props
too, by the way.
To Cat Smile, yo.
Definitely knows the phone number. So, yeah, I want to also ask him if his name is Cat's Mile or a Cat's Smile.
Oh. Mm. Oh.
It's very deep.
Oh, man.
I think it's so Cat's Smile because his original avatar had a picture of a cat smiling, I believe, didn't he?
The next person,
Cheshire Cat?
Yes.
I have no idea. Yeah. Next person to call in gets a year's worth of Chick-fil-A. However, this coupon can only be redeemed on Sunday. We're waiting.
Are we actually giving away prizes on the Gabcast?
Well, the inside joke. Have you ever been to Chick-fil-A? Yeah, it's a Christian. It's a Catholic company.
Yeah,
and they're closed on Saturday. So,
that went right over my head.
Oh, you're an atheist.
I'm not clever enough for that for your jokes, B-Dub, and I obviously can't speak either.
Mm. Well, neither can George Noria. That's never stopped him.
Hey, we have a caller, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
We have a caller.
See what happens when you grovel?
Hello? Oh, did I win?
You're on the air.
Did I win? What did
Who is this? Who's calling?
Hello? I know.
Oh, hey.
I risk calling even though I might get scolded for having my child demands my attention while I'm on the phone.
Oh, but, you know what? Who scolded you was that notorious Bart L., didn't he?
I know. You know, those damn trollers.
See, I mean, that's what I was saying earlier, is you're not a Belgab member unless you've been scolded or trolled by Bart L.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rite of passage.
He's he's Belgab's fraternity spanking paddle.
Yeah.
Please, sir, another.
Luckily, she's actually running around playing with some kale that we got out of the vegetable garden earlier, so she's pretty happy making a mess with that now.
Said some kale?
Yeah.
So at least she'll be regular.
Earlier.
She won't be constipated.
She's not eating it.
No.
You can grow pretty much all 12 months of the year, can't you? Because it doesn't freeze up in where you are, does it?
We actually get quite a little cold spell here, but if you have greenhouses and stuff like that, then you can do pretty much anything you want. But it snows up here. We get a couple feet of snow.
Yeah.
I think my elevation is about like 2,500 feet or so. But just a little further up the hill, it snows a lot.
Mm.
Everybody is like snowboarding and all that stuff.
That's cool. Okay. That sounds like
more of a
nice
sweater
place to
myself.
Be.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
That's one good thing about the Phoenix area is you can basically grow, you know, garden or vegetables year round. You know, of course, you can't grow tomatoes in the winter here, but I mean, you can do, you know, like beans and
marijuana
and marijuana too.
Marijuana.
No.
I've heard that the swallow fruit's really delicious too, but I haven't ever had any.
Aldous hasn't given you the swirl? The fruit of the swirl?
No, you know, I haven't been blessed with the swirl fruit yet.
Wow. You know, I've lived in Arizona my entire life, and I don't think I've once had that delicacy.
What is it?
Really?
It's a swirl fruit. It's the flower or the the fruit of a saguaro cactus.
Oh.
He would really be more the one to talk about. He knows everything about those saguaros, you know.
Yeah, he used to grow cactus.
Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, cacti. He's scolding me in his head right now.
Cacti. Yeah. I'd never really thought of anybody growing cacti for like a vocation, but I suppose you could do that.
Yeah, he loves them. He still loves them. He's got, you know, even for not growing them and selling them, his house is like surrounded with all these little pots of cacti everywhere. He knows all the different ones.
Hmm.
He's a cactus nerd.
Yeah, he should call and talk about his cacti.
Tell us about your cacti, Mr. Aldous.
Come on, Aldous.
Coming up next on the gardening show.
I told him that he should call in at the same time as me, and he said that we should just be together at the same time that I call in so that he could watch Amelia.
So he could do what?
So he could watch my little girl. Yeah, make sure that she doesn't get into trouble.
Oh, I see.
She's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of great stories. He just can't get it together to tell them, I guess.
Oh, no. He's called in a bunch of times early on when we first started the Gabcast. He called in every week for a month or so. And, he told us. You guys remember last Christmas when he did that, poem or the whatever poem, it was? Yes. The Belgab poem?
I'm looking forward to this year's version.
Oh, man. That's asking a lot. That's basically like asking someone to, Michelangelo, like redo the Sistine Chapel ceiling or something. It's, hey, man, recreate your masterpiece again. Okay, anything for you.
He's got plenty of time.
He'd probably put a good effort in for a couple minutes and then come up with something completely different.
Then get distracted and go look at his cactuses. And
yeah. Cacti.
Cacti, sorry.
That's a hard one.
Interesting.
So did Falky encourage you to join the forum, is that correct?
No, not Falky. Aldous.
I'm sorry. Jesus, did I say Falky by mistake?
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Hi, if you want to hear my opinion on Falky, I can't really give you one because I haven't even, like, looked at that. I think I looked at maybe one of those posts and I was like, what the fuck?
Don't do it!
You know, I'm not going to promote that or look at it or waste my time on it.
It's really like, what was that Japanese horror movie where if you watch the video or something, you die?
The Ring.
It's kind of like a thread. If you look at this thread, then you become a boring fuck. And
you get sucked in.
Yeah.
You can never escape.
Don't do it. So.
Yeah, I joined because of all this, though. Like, I think I told you guys before, I don't listen to Coast to Coast or any of that.
Yeah.
Do you believe or entertain the possibility that any sort of supernatural, paranormal activity might be possible?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember if it was last night or the night before. I really thought my house was haunted. See, my downstairs neighbors, they got a Ouija board.
Oh, we lost her?
I live in an apartment.
Eddie Dean's gone dark.
Eddie, you muted yourself. Did that mute our caller?
Hello? No, could you guys not hear her?
Yeah, she's gone.
Hello?
No, she's still here.
Oh, hello, you're back. Yeah, because you muted your mic.
I'm sorry. I muted my mumble window, and apparently I muted the caller as well. So
yeah, well, it'll probably just to beat up on myself.
Okay.
No, yeah, I think that, I think paranormal activities exist. So, like, my downstairs neighbor has been kind of freaking me out for a little bit with their little Ouija board, and then there's an Indian cemetery across the street. And I got my daughter these little magnets, you know, with the alphabet for her fridge so she can try to be smart and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear that they moved. Like, I don't really think I was that drunk when I, like, spelled the stuff out on the fridge when she was gone one night. And then I came back the next morning, and it was not spelled correctly. Everything was, like, you know, like, it looked like my sentence, but it was not my sentence. And then last night, I thought that maybe there was, like, a ghost or something in my house, but it was really just my kids sneaking around in the middle of the night. But, you know, for like a second, I had that as like a serious panic. And I don't really, I guess I wouldn't say so much that I believe in that stuff, but I felt like I was actually scared for a moment. So I guess maybe I do.
What do you think of...
And I don't agree with the Ouija board downstairs. I think the box is pretty terrible.
Well, you don't think that's a good idea?
No, I don't. Because, like,
you
just
think it's
what
dangerous?
If, you know? Like, just in case. And like I said, there is an Indian cemetery, like, right across the street. I think it's, like, one address off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... I don't know. Maybe they could be summoning the Indians. There's just some weirdo crackheads downstairs, but who knows?
Yeah.
I guess it's probably the crackheads. I mean, it's probably more likely than Indians coming back to life from the Indian burial ground.
Eddie, crackheads never lie. Crackheads never lie. Never lie, man. Their word is bond.
I don't feel either.
So what do you think about aliens and space travel and alien abduction and... yada, yada, yada.
Let's see. I think that some people honestly believe that they've been abducted, I suppose. Space travel would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem... I don't think that I would be, like, a prime candidate for abduction, so I don't worry about it.
Well, that's something to look forward to, not being abducted.
Yeah. I don't... Apparently... all this off of his porch with, like, a bunch of other people that I know that have testified that it's true. They seem like the UFOs.
He actually, while it was... he called into the Gabcast once while it was actually happening.
Yeah. I thought
that turned out to be the Google balloons or something.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't think so. I think they looked it up and figured out that it wasn't. We do live really close to Beale Air Force Base, so...
Which Air Force Base is this?
Beale.
Beale?
Yeah.
Is in Jessica Beale of Flashdance fame?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but, I mean, so they fly around for, like, they have a pretty wide range from where they're at. And you'll see some crazy stuff, and I always just blame them on the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what Aldous saw in the sky 6 months ago or whatever it was? He thought it was like maybe Google balloons, or he described it as like a cell, or like a human cell of objects in the sky that were linked together.
Yeah,
and
it was kind of like splooging some stuff out after it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but he's talked about it quite a bit, and as well as a few of the other people that were sitting up there with him.
Yeah.
And they're like, nobody really knows what it was. I don't think it was the Google balloons, but...
I see. I think that's exactly what it was. But I wasn't there. I didn't see it. So, I mean.
I thought, didn't Aldous come out and say it turned out it was a Google balloons, or am I wrong about that?
I don't know. I don't recall.
You're just trying to promote Google.
Well,
we're shills for Google.
Yeah, really.
We are. We really are.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you guys go, but I figured I would just call and say hi.
All right. Thanks, Anna.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Bye.
There she goes. I don't know.
Yes.
I felt like we've done a thoroughly entertaining and a sufficiently
show.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You're totally fucking with me now, aren't you? Don't do that. That's not
Eddie.
Nice.
We've got to fuck with him.
Oh, we're
Eddie,
not on the right
Eddie.
Page again.
I stayed silent.
Eddie, why are you doing this to me? Why do you disrespect me like this? Why do you do this?
What do I
mean? It was a knife in my back, Fredo.
What you're saying is that
you've got your mayonnaise jar heated up to a nice, comfortable temperature, and you're ready to go to town on it, right?
That's what I forgot to ask Volky about.
Oh, my God. Well, you'll have to do it next week, then.
Yeah, next week.
See, that's another example of stuff you should just hold back and not volunteer for, like, public consumption.
Well, in all fairness, we don't know for a fact that he volunteered that. We're only going by someone PMing Bardell and then Bardell posting that PM on the thing. So we don't know. Could be.
Yeah.
However, it has spiced up my sex life.
Well, that's nice.
So thanks, Folky.
So do you prefer the Miracle Whip or the Hellman's mayonnaise?
Whatever gets me off.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all the same in the dark.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. It's the Gabcast. It's over. And now we're going to go do something else. Hope you had a good time. I know I did. Guys, did you have fun?
I did.
Oh, Eddie. Hope he dropped his mayonnaise. Oh! You're not going to want to use that, man. It could have glass slivers in it. That'd be bad.
All the more exciting.
Oh, goodness. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Thanks, B-Dub. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fuck Justin Bieber! Get your hand off my penis! We'll do it live. Fucking thing. We'll do it live. Fuck it.